is what's meant by silent night, holy night. You can't measure it, right? Just, but you feel it, right? That clarity or cleanness carries itself. And it will carry itself for days. But really, we just won the year. We just take the most sensitive time of the year and we just opened up some peace that will carry through the whole year. And every new moon, if you get a chance to do it, every new moon, it just recharges. It's like your peak moments. If you're chanting, you're beyond time. It doesn't matter. You chant any time. But in time, there's certain moments that are just special. And so I had asked about 8 to 10 people to come, so whoever made it was supposed to be here. And we went from when we were first beginning chanting, it was all hesitant and everybody's thinking, what am I doing? I'm chanting. And we got outside of it. As soon as we got outside, you could feel it.
It's amazing the vibrations I could feel in my body. It's amazing.
It clears everything. It's the most healing thing in the world one can do. And if you have someone's fighting you, or you have an ex that you're struggling with, you put it there. He's going to squirm. Or at least be pacified in some way, or cleared. It clears in some way. It's so simple to talk about, but it's holy work. It's just simply that. And the process is really, it's not about influencing the ex as much as getting more peaceful in relationship to them. But it does have an effect. If you're sitting there saying, I gotta have this effect, it may not work quite like that. You know, I want to get the check. You know, it's not necessarily going to work like that. But it doesn't hurt to send that light. Like, I have a lot of people like cancer, different people. Anybody knows got a real struggle, I just keep them in my chanting, you know. And I might just have much, like, I have my little list of people's names that I'm chanting. Wherever I'm chanting, I have that with me, so it's going there. But I'm also trying to consciously do it. But really, I'm undoing my thoughts as we're going. So while we were chanting this last chant, there's no way of thinking, what am I doing tomorrow? What's happening? It just can't, it just goes. That's huge. You beat your mind. And when the mind eventually turns inward and gets used to realizing this is there, it develops the muscles to be able to do that all the time. That's huge. You know, but it's beginning to trust it enough, to trust the sensitivity enough, to feel when you're doing it. And the more you feel, the more incredible it gets. So with this time when we went around, when you got lost, that one time, 3 times I did the 8 tribe ones, so I did the 8 great-grandparents, because we had mentioned them. I just brought them in and went around the circle on another level. So if ever we get like 30 or 40 people to do it, we'll get all these things going on at the same time, and you hear it totally differently from each position. When you om, you really hear the Harrys. You're doing Harry, 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 you hear the ohms.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it's funny, at one point you don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know what's coming.
It's like God saying us, and we're just aligning. But you could say Hail Mary. You could do, you take any name. You know, like, that chant would work. But anytime you've got a name of God or anything like that, it prevents negativity coming to you. If negativity comes, you're working out an old karma and it's taking you further on your spiritual path. So you use the negative things to push you this way. So the chanting eventually makes sense like this. So I teach astrology, and I teach astrology and build up the I Ching, so I understand the I Ching. But then the chanting on the I Ching will allow you to go to a degree where there's a planet in a person's chart that's really afflicted and having real problems, and just put a chant right there. It's like surgery. So it's just another level. It would never be accepted as astrology. But it's just a way of working with nature and putting some energy in places. But I'm so grateful. It's nice to be able to get together and do this. You know, like,
thank you for having us doing that with you.
All the things in the world.
Thank you for sharing that.
All the ways you can get together with people. How many times you take the time to do something simple like this one? It's so great.